The British band Gomez is here today. Their first studio album for their new record label, ATO Records, was produced by Gil Norton, who worked with the Pixies, among others, in the past. Many see it as the band's best yet, which is saying something, considering that their first album, back in 1997, won the Mercury Prize. They are celebrating 10 years together as a band, and we begin with this performance of How We Operate.
Try to see. trying to see things your way. Try to see things your way. Try to see things your way.
Well, that's an auspicious beginning. That's the title track of How We Operate. Gomez are playing live. You guys have been on, I was trying to figure out, three or four times on the show, but yeah. We've never been able to do this, which is get the full band spread out, and it's actually more than the full band. Who else is playing today?
We got Dan Everett there, our percussionist stroke pianist traveling gentleman, and we have the fantastic Phil Cronengold there. Also helps out, the man who helped us with the strings on the record and playing some piano. In fact, more the merrier, really.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about this album, because How We Operate seems real song-oriented to me, and not that you haven't always been, but there's a real concision to what you've done on this record, and I'm curious whether that's a mindset, or that has to do with working with Gil Norton, or where that comes from.
It's a whole heap of factors that went into making that the way it was. Time, and just the place where we were in our headspace, and we knew we had to really make a really focused record, you know? We just felt we really had to sort of redress, you know, what we thought who we are as a band, kind of our sense of identity, our sense of, you know, what we do. And, you know, we started sitting down with Gil, and he was like, well, you know, Gomez, you guys have, you know, great rhythm section, three great singers. Let's make sure we just capture that, you know, as simple as that. And we were like, okay, cool. You know, because you know what it's like with us. It sometimes can be. I mean, Gil said we're leaving the bells and whistles at home, lads.
Well, now everything gets credited to the band, but how does the writing process, or how did the writing process change with Gil? Did Gil help on that? Did he?
Hugely. I mean, we brought him in specifically because we really wanted someone to sort of kick ass, to kind of say, hey, you know, this is the way things should be, you know, and he. We started talking to our label about people who would be able to help us with song structure and really refining the songs, and Gil's name flew up straight away, you know.
Who's the Pixies fan?
I've been a Pixies fan since I was 17, or 15 years old even. Yeah. Huge fan.
Well, I only say that because he gets associated with those records.
Oh, for sure. I mean, even...
For good reason.
All those records, those Throwing Muses records and all that stuff from the LAAEs, I just adore those albums, so...
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Things sound... there's so many good songs. I'm not sure which way to go. I've already made my request for some things, but what do you guys want to do next?
I think we're going to do a song called Hamoa Beach.
Let it fool you like it nearly. remember the good old days. But love is like a dragonfly, so beautiful it will die and disappear before your eyes. I'm no philosopher, take your place. And when he comes, would you welcome him with open arms? You'll feel 100 years younger. You'll feel 100 years younger. You'll feel no fear. Don't let it take you like it nearly took me.
Gomez are playing live today on the World Cafe, and that is Hamoa Beach, another one from How We Operate, the new album. On the new label, ATO Records, what's the story of getting signed to ATO? Now, people may not know that Dave Matthews is one of the principals in ATO, and we understand that Dave has to kind of, a lot of the signings come from him, what was the Dave meeting?
To be honest with you, we met a few of the guys there. As soon as we'd left Virgin Records, we started running into the guys from ADO. Almost the second we left Virgin Records, by coincidence, they started sort of appearing around the place. And, you know, I guess they run it by Dave, and here we are.
Well, we mentioned that the band is coming up on their 10th anniversary. And, Ian, you and... Ollie, are the oldest relationship in the band?
Yes. Yeah, we were born in the same hospital bed simultaneously.
Unbelievable.
Top to tail.
That's incredible. I came up foot first. Yeah, so that was a fair while ago now.
Do you remember when you did meet? When it was?
The whole band? I mean, I met all when we were kids, so...
Yeah, yeah.
I guess this band sort of formulated about... We think about 10 years ago, but nobody's really that sure.
We can figure it out.
Yeah, this is one of those anniversaries we're not so sure about, huh?
Yeah. It just happens to coincide with a show in New York, apparently.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah. When was the first time we kissed?
That was in a hospital bed as well, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Gomez are our guests live on the cafe today, and we're moving through How We Operate. What do you want to do next?
We're going to do a song called See the World.
Day to day, where do you want to be? 'Cause now you're trying to pick a fight with everyone you need. You seem like a soldier whose life. Fine.
empty-handed, surrounded by a senseless scene, with nothing of significance besides a shadow of a dream. You sound like an old joke. You're worn out, a bit broken, asking me time and time again. When the answer's still the same, see the world, find an old fashioned. How's it going to be? So lay down your arms now and put us beyond doubt. Reach out, it's not too far away. Don't mess around now, don't.
See the World, Gomez playing live today on the World Cafe. And we've in our song selections, we've had a couple from band. Ian has sung one, so I guess it's Tom's turn. And I have a very important question for you, Tom.
Okay.
What is the difference between an old-fashioned girl and a, let's see if I get the title correct here, a girl-shaped love drug?
I don't know if there is a difference between an old-fashioned girl and a girl-shaped love drug.
Good answer, probably.
Yeah, I think that's what an old-fashioned girl is.
There you go. Now, the fact that this is you're singing this, does this mean more of your lyric writing, or how does it work out?
Yeah, this is some of my lyric writing, yeah. It works out in all kinds of ways. People always ask how things work out, but it's hard to sort of kind of pin it down. You know, everyone will have a line in somebody else's song, you know.
Right. It's a good thing you share credit, though. Therefore,
absolutely,
nobody can get upset. Okay. So you can do that one?
Yeah, we're going to do it right now for you.
Okay.
She's a wicked girl, worst in all the world. A mystery lies in her. She spends her days in a violent rage. Try as I might, I love her. Drug messes with my mind. Don't ask me why. The girl shakes.
glasses with my hat.
Shape Love Drug, not a great song from How We Operate. And I was sitting here listening to all these songs, and now, you know, you guys play a wide expanse of music, and you've had a 10-year career, which you may kind of joke about a little bit. But today, bands are not allowed to do that. One album, and they're out in most cases. So I just wanted to say congrats for that and for keeping experimenting. I think that's one reason why, for instance, the live album did so well is you've really developed a real following, at least here in the States, in terms of that.
We're incredibly happy to still be here. You know, we never really intended to get a record contract in the first place. We just did this for fun. So the fact that we're still doing it 10 years later is something of a miracle. I think that our lack of ambition and general sense of a good time has kept us level-headed and, we're not trying. We don't expect to hit the top 10 tomorrow, and we don't expect our labels to act like we're going to. And so people have never thrown money at us, and people have, and that's why people get dropped. People only get dropped from labels because too much money gets spent on them. And it's like, how hard is it to make a record, really?
Good answer. Good answer indeed. Anyway, thank you guys so much for playing live today.
No problem.
Thanks so much, man.
Realtree Gomez, our guest. Once again on the World Cafe, and we'll be back in a moment. Thanks again to Gomez for joining us. How We Operate, their new album, is one of those available at our World Cafe CD store. And that's always there for you at worldcafe.npr.org.